Truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Now, a few days ago, there was a report that Germany had decided to block completion or authorize the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. And that was done supposedly to support Ukraine, which is already out there fiddling with the valves to try and send a message, you know, you don't mess with us or we'll cut you off from the oil and gas. But apparently, according to economists in Germany itself, without that gas and oil from the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, Germany will freeze this winter. They don't have enough of their own gas. They have to buy it from Russia. And so this decision really was not well thought out here. And people are basically talking about a frozen Deutschland. And they're speculating there are two main reasons for the latest German legalese gambit of suspending the certification of Nord Stream 2. The first is retaliation directly against Belarus and Russia. Because of the refugee drama at the Polish-Belarus border, and additional politicking by the German Greens, which we are seeing also in this country. All these environmentalists and green and global warming people saying oil and, you know, oil is bad, carbon is bad. Okay, fine. What are we going to use instead of it? Okay? And they never have an answer for that. You know, stop using oil, stop using coal. Okay, fine. What are we going to use instead of it? Well, we've got windmills. Well, that works when the wind is blowing. If you don't mind all the birds being killed, well, there's solar panels. Well, yeah, but what happens when you have clouds or during the winter when snow covers those panels there? They really haven't thought this all the way through. Okay, we have callers on the line. Let's start with Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, you mentioned violence earlier today, and
yeah,
you know that. As I was listening to you, I was thinking that what I see evolving in this country today is something that it's really troublesome. It reminds me of the dystopian society that Anthony Burgess described in The Clockwork Orange.
Yes,
you know, where you have the likes of Alex DeLarge and his droogs running loose in society, beating up on people, and whatever, and yet citizens are told, well, don't resist, just let them run amok.
Yeah.
And give them whatever they want. And all that does is it encourages more of the same.
Yeah.
And that's why you've seen these riots grow out of control year by year in this country. I don't know what's happening now in Kenosha, but I imagine right now that if liberals aren't running amok at this moment, they will this evening.
Well, probably after it gets dark, you know, because they don't want to actually be identifiable, but I would say after it gets dark is when things will start heating up.
Well, I mean, I think there's a high probability that it will, but you can always count on liberals losing their minds when something
yep.
like this doesn't go their way. They don't want to allow the court system to run its course. They want to be able to dictate and intimidate until they get the solution that they want, the result
yes.
that they want. And until government decides to step in and stop this nonsense, this will happen time and time again and will only get worse. And we will, again, look much like this society that Burgess described in A Clockwork Orange, I'm afraid. So it's going to take resolve on the part of people across the country to say enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians cannot continue to ignore this, and the court systems and the justice system can't continue to look the other way. Or we'll live in a very unstable and a very unstable world.
Yes.
And while I'm very pleased to hear the results, hear the verdict today.
Me too.
I'm sure that Joy Reid and others are probably consoling themselves right now over the verdict. And I'm looking forward to looking at the replays today on YouTube and other places to see how they've lost their minds over what I think was a righteous verdict in this case. So thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right, you've got it. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, this is a great day, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good that we finally get a win, you know, this is a win for the common people, you know, hopefully it's a sign for things to come. I don't know. I know it's just one judgment, but it weighs huge on Second Amendment.
Yes.
And I'm going to put this out there. I'm as guilty as anyone of kind of categorizing all groups together one way or another, even though I try to avoid it. I guess it's human nature, you know. And you look at the preponderance of the people behind leftism in the United States, behind the media and what have you, are Jewish. And so out of curiosity, after going through the various mainstream media headlines and comments in the United States, I went to the Jerusalem Post. And their story is the most fairest, I mean, the most dry of all of them. They're right up on the entire coverage. And the comments are more supportive of Kyle than any, even on conservative media, I guess because there's people from Reddit, what have you, that kind of throw trash on the wall. Justice was served. Good for Rittenhouse, a defeat for Cortez, Pelosi, Schumer, Omar, etc. I mean, on and on. All the comments, I say 90% of them or more, are positive. They're calling the SJW Nazis and communists. So what do you make of that?
This is part of a larger program of dividing Americans against themselves and trying to keep us all broken up into little tiny groups arguing with each other, because the one thing the government is most terrified of is the American people coming together as a people and realizing what the genuine source of all their strife and trouble is. And it's the government in league with all of these huge corporations.
Yeah, here's one. We agree. We all have the right of self-defense, especially here in Israel.
Yes.
So maybe they're equating, you know, the troubles they have with the Palestinians, where they put, you know, our street protesters in that category and just beat themselves. Because most of these people, they came from Eastern Europe after the war, you know, from Russia or, Poland or what have you, or Germany. And they came down there with just, you know, a bag of clothes on the boat or what have you. So they're not the elitist, you know. So that's just something to keep in mind, I guess, you know.
Okay.
Something I wanted to put out there. That's all I had for today.
All right. So, thank you for the phone call. And we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. It was a great day and a sad day. But the great day is the young man Rittenhouse is not guilty. I believe he's going to do like Nicholas Sandman. He's going to end up with $35, $40 million. He's going to sue the hell out of this bumbling imbecile Biden. And speaking of the jackass, he's getting his ass checked out today, Mike. So now
yes.
We got Kami Camilla as the president of the United States. I don't know if people know that. She is the acting president
right now,
anymore. I believe.
Well, she's not anymore. I mean, the procedure's already over and done with, and Biden took back his presidential authority. You know, so she didn't really have a chance to do much of anything.
Well, it was one jackass to another, Mike. That's all I can say. But, you know, going back to, I'll go something else in a minute, but, you know, going on with Rittenhouse, I do believe he's going to end up with millions of dollars like Nicholas Sandman. Sandman,
yep.
I believe, ended up getting a $35 million lawsuit that they don't want to talk about because he's a communist CNN, communist news network, don't want to talk about how much money he actually got out of them. And he's going to sue the living crap out of Biden because Biden, as a president of the United States, is calling a white man who has the same skin color as Biden a racist. Biden ought to be ashamed of himself, and he ought to step down from that presidency right now for what he's done. He's a divider. He's insane. He's got dementia. Like I said, Mike, roses are red. Camilla's not black. Joe Biden's got dementia, and his son Hunter smokes crack. That's all I really got to say. But, you know, Mike, looking at this whole insanity of what's going on, Mike, I don't know when this is going to end. Look at it. These demon rats are passing this bill today, Mike. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
They're passing a bill that's going to bankrupt this country.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's going to be it's going to annihilate our economy, our country. And thank God, I believe that the demon rats are I'll put it this way: the demon rats are going to lose 70 houses next year in the election. I believe the Republicans are going to pick up 70 House votes, Mike, and I believe they're going to crush all these demon rats for the next 20 years. I think it's going to be a 20-year hiatus for the demon rats because they're so far left. You got this Ilhan Omar calling out a Republican woman when she married her own brother, Mike. She's married to her own brother, Omar.
Yep.
She came from Somalia. She's a Somalian who hates white men, like I've been telling your show for a long time. Mike, why are all these people coming here? If whitey's so bad, why don't you stay with that hell of where you're at? Don't come, leave, stay in your Mexico, stay in your Central America, stay in your Africa, stay in your own continents. We don't need you here. You're not helping us. You're like locusts devouring the field, and there's nothing left for nobody else to eat. We can't have this anymore, Mike. We have got to take care of Americans first, last, and always from here on out. And this is the linchpin of what's going to happen, this Rittenhouse case, because I believe white America is not going to be dummy-died by Zog anymore. White America is going to wake up like they never woke up. They're going to wake up, like you said the other day. They're going to wake up, Mike, and it's going to be awakening that these leftist communist Bolsheviks will never be able to. The tsunami is going to wipe them all out. I'm telling you, it's going to wipe them out because all the people I've been talking, even here in South Florida, Mike, there are people actually going around here at Tropical Park on Bird Road. They're protesting up in Fort Lauderdale, around Oakland Park, Sunrise, even at the swap shop. You got people holding Let's Go, Brandon, Mike, all over the place, and not even at football games. I'm telling you, people are waking up all over the state. Matter of fact,
yes.
Like I told you, Mike, there's more Republicans in Florida right now than Democrats. Can you imagine that? I think New Hampshire's catching up on the voter rolls to take over the Democrats in New Hampshire in the next year or two. Did you hear that, Mike?
Yeah, I did, and it always amazed me that New Hampshire went Democrat to begin with, because it was certainly hardcore Republican when I was growing up there.
Yeah, so I heard that New Hampshire is maybe a year out before they can actually even up with the demon rats, so I think that'd be wonderful news if we can hear that. And again, Mike, like I said, you got great callers. And, you know, Mike, we just gotta keep plugging forward. You know, get all the Liberty stickers you can. Give them out to all your friends. You know, give them all the different sayings they got in the stickers. Believe it or not, they have a lot of power, those stickers. And people will put them on bumper cars, and people read your bumper stickers. They like, you know, as long as they're cool, you know. And there's a lot of great ones out there. So I think it's really waking up. I know in the state of Florida, Mike, people are awake. They're awake here. They are awake here. Everybody's awake here in the state of Florida.
I'm seeing that here,
I don't know
too.
About the rest of the states. Well, yeah, in Indiana,
people
of course.
Are aware. They're not ready to allow themselves to be angry about it yet, but they're definitely aware of what's going on.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I believe California is even going to have an awakening, Mike, because, you know, we got to face reality. There is 10 million illegals in that state. How
yes.
that happened, Mike, how people have not been arrested, how come people haven't been hung for treason for what they've done to our Constitution and our way of life and our government is unheard of. And, you know, they're trying to flood Texas with these illegals, New Mexico, of course, Arizona. Yeah, Mike, this is all by design, like you've been saying for years. This is all about, you know, taking the whitey out of power and putting these leftist Bolshevik commies in power, like George Soros and all these leftist schmucks. I mean, you know, Mike, I don't know, man. It's just, you know, that's basically I just got to say, all, you know, we just got to keep plugging. A great victory for the Second Amendment today, for Americans,
yes.
for white America especially, by Rittenhouse. Those people actually weighing the truth, the whole truth, and up with the truth, so help them God. And I believe that was a wonderful victory for all of us today. On, you know, even on, it's going to help free radio, free, you know, the free radio, the speech, free speech. I believe, all I can say, Mike, there's a great verse in the movie Braveheart. When Gibson's going, freedom!
Yes.
And exactly what we had today. I was like, you know, Mel Gibson, that end of Braveheart when Gibson was screaming out freedom, because that's all I felt when I saw that verdict come down. Because I tell you, that young man went through a lot of nonsense with a bunch of,
they put him through
heck. These three schmucks. Yes. These three schmucks that were chasing him, I wouldn't surprise me if they worked for the JDL or something, because that was disgraceful that he was even had to go up on the bias like he did for that nonsense. But it was a wonderful victory, and like I said, I hope he gets he's like Nicholas Sandman. I believe he's gonna end up with millions of dollars. And by the way, Matt Gaetz and Ron DeSantis I believe even DeSantis today offered him a job in clerking for the, I believe it was the governor or Matt Gaetz's office. I don't know if you heard about that, Mike.
No, I didn't, but I'm sure he's going to have all kinds of offers from all kinds of conservative interests, and he presents very well. He could even wind up a media figure in what remains of conservative media.
That's true, very true. One more thing, Michael, I'll let you go. I was listening to Kudlow today talking about, he's on, and I was listening to Kudlow about immigration, Mike. And with this bill that these demon rats just passed, they're going to end up giving these illegal aliens $450,000, Mike. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
They are going to get it. They're literally put it in the bill that these illegals are going to get college education. They're going to get better health care than we get. This is insane what these, Mike, I know, what is the word for these Democrats? What's a word that you would use that would describe
morons.
A Democrat? Okay, moron. I like it.
Yeah.
I call them moron asses, Mike. Am I allowed to say that, moron asses?
Well, we'll let it slide this time.
Okay, I won't use that. Well, you can say jackass, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I'll call them moron jackasses, okay? I'm sorry, I didn't put the jack on there. Okay, all right, sorry about that. Moron jackasses. But anyway, Mike, that's all I got basically to say. We'll see what happens. Mike, one more thing. What's going to happen with Jesse Smollett? Your prediction. I think that they're going to make a media event of this guy now. Not at Rittenhouse one. I think the a lot of these right-wing newslets are going to really go after wanting to see the prosecution of Jesse Smollett. That's my opinion.
I would like to see that happen, but the media is totally controlled. They suffered a major setback today. With the pending defamation lawsuits, they're going to have another setback, but they're still going to be pushing the agenda. And I'm not expecting to see a lot of attention on Jesse Smollett.
Okay, well, Mike, one more thing. Marine Le Pen and this guy Zekelis in France, I heard now they might team up together to take out Macron. I think that would be a great thing. If Le Pen, Marine Le Pen, and this guy Christmas or whatever, that's what it is, he's a French politician. He says he's like Trump. Well, they say if these two team up, Marine Le Pen and this guy, they'll take Macron out of France in the next 6 months. So I think that'll be a wonderful news for Europe.
I think that would definitely be a good thing. I mean, right now the French people are very unhappy with Macron, and again, there's always the issue of massive election fraud, which is how the planet seems to be controlled right now. And, democracy has unfortunately become just an illusion, unless we start, taking sledgehammers to those electronic voting machines.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, like I said, let's see if they team up and try to save Europe. Like I believe Rittenhouse saved the Second Amendment today, that case. So that's all I got to say, Mike. Thank you for taking my time. And I'll give you a call next week, and happy holidays and everything.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. We're going to go to Sheldon in Washington State. Sheldon, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
It's Al from Canada, Mike. How are you?
Oh, okay. I guess we lost Sheldon then. Okay, Al, what's on your mind?
I'm going to make this really short and sweet, Mike. I hope you don't mind.
Okay.
I'm going to imitate a woke liberal.
Okay.
That's all I have, Mike. You have a good show, and I'll listen in. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, there are already videos on social media of these liberals outside the courthouse in Kenosha, and they're literally like that. They're just literally screaming and crying and wailing and just all kinds of stuff. All right, we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just want to say what a great day this was. Thank God that the jurors weren't intimidated by the hundreds of death threats and BLM and Antifa trying to track him down, and George Floyd's nephew and Al Sharpton and everybody else, because we cannot surrender to this juror intimidation.
No, we can't surrender to the intimidation. Peter, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up.
Okay.
I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Thank you. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. Got the money, well, we won't say.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles, and we're talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict and a tremendous victory, not only for Kyle Rittenhouse, but for the Second Amendment and the right to self-defense. And I'm sure all eyes are now going to be on that Supreme Court case involving our right to carry weapons for our defense in these very crime-infested times.
Well, I want to underline, as I've been saying all week, but what Kelly said earlier, that you can't have a justice system that caves into a lynch mob outside, or where the jury system, the jurors and the judges, are afraid to come out in the daylight for fear of getting beaten or killed, or their families beaten or killed, or their property, whatever, pursued forever. So this is, I'm glad that they stood up.
Yes.
The other thing, Mike, I wanted to point out here was, and I made this point the other day, they think we have a Soros judge and a Soros prosecutor and a Soros attorney general in Wisconsin. And the mistake they made, the opening that they left open was whoever assigned this judge, which was a good, fair, completely fair judge.
Yes.
We won't make that the next time. We will not get, they'll take control of whoever it is who assigns judges to trials.
Now, as I understand it, judges are assigned randomly to cases using a computer program to prevent politics from entering into it. Now, of course, if they can hack the election machines, they can hack the judge selection computers, but that's the way it's supposed to work.
Well, yeah, but if they can hack that, you know, I'm just saying, they'll try to, until they can get everybody out, they'll try to game it as best they can. They failed to do it this time. It cost them the trial. The other thing, you brought up something also about why they weren't, nobody was paying attention to the Kenyan immigrant who was a serial killer. But what's his name? Burberry or something nobody's paying attention to that. Nobody's paying attention to the Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Aubrey trial. Another career, you know, many multiple time criminal, Aubrey, who was going into people's homes and garages and all that sort of thing. So nobody's paying attention to that. Nobody's paying attention to the Charlotte trial, where they're also, you know, trying to do jury and judge intimidation. And one more thing you were talking about Malcolm X's assassination.
Yes.
And several years back, about 20 years ago, Malcolm X's daughter hired a hitman to kill, the head of the Nation of Islam, Calypso singer?
Farrakhan.
Louis Farrakhan. Because she actually hired a hitman because she was convinced. And by the way, there was an article on Uns that talked about this Malcolm X thing, where they talk about how it was very suspicious the way he rose in the wake of the killing and that he was in the neighborhood.
Well, Jesse Jackson rose in the wake of the assassination of Martin Luther King. They were replacing real leader with somebody who could be controlled.
The difference here, though, Mike, is that Jesse Jackson, despicable a guy as he is, really a shakedown artist that he is, at least he didn't kill Martin Luther King that we know of. But this would involve Louis Farrakhan actually in the assassination and running the assassination. And they hushed it up. After it was found that she hired a hitman, we're talking about Malcolm X's daughter, it disappeared. They came to some sort of accommodation, which means that the Nation of Islam, I'm sure, paid big bucks to what's-her-name Shabazz, who was the daughter. That's a little bit of knowledge to add on to what you were saying later on. But that's it for me, Mike. Thanks so much. It's a great day, and I'm really happy that perhaps there's a little hope.
Well, thank you very much, and I agree with you. It's a very good day for Americans' rights to keep and bear arms and to defend ourselves in these lawless times here. We're going to switch over now to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Power in the house. We should make this a holiday for, obviously, the Second Amendment, or at least gun-toting people.
Okay.
And also, when it comes to power in the house, if I'm not mistaken, when I was listening to the footage and all that, at some point, there was a crowd chanting in the footage of last year. And when they were chanting, it had the chant of "Let's go, Brandon." You know what I mean? So, if I'm not mistaken, people can go back and watch the videos that they had for the courtroom. I'm pretty sure in one of them, they had a chant going, and it had the same rhythm as "Let's go, Brandon, let's go." So, it wasn't "Let's go, Brandon," obviously. But it was the same rhythm chant, you know what I mean? So that was BLM's rhythm chant, and "Let's go, Brandon." It could have easily been BLM that was there in that crowd saying "F Joe Biden."
Okay.
And
All right.
I'm just putting that out there as a possibility. People go look at
videos. Right. Well, Joshua, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We got a bunch of callers waiting on the line. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. When making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
Welcome back to our show here, and we still have a few open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and amen is all I can say. You know, this is a glorious day.
Yes.
And I agree with Tom and what Tom said. You know, I think Rittenhouse, he should do it all right now while he's young and while he can. He should write a book. He should do a speaking tour. He should run for the highest office he can. He should do it all.
Yes.
And, you know, when we vote, our motto should be, when we go to vote, when these politicians are acting up, we should just let them know. Just tell them, remember Rittenhouse.
Yep.
And, you know, this very well could be the day, another day in our history, that was a shot heard around the world. And what I mean by that is this could inspire not only these people here that realize there's still an America left, there's still Americans left, there's one honest judge that we know of, and there's some brave jurors. And, you know, I think it serves, you know, to let people know that, you know, we're still alive and kicking. You know, we still got people around here that do have some morals and some ethics and some justice to them. And,
well,
and
I'll tell you one prediction I'm going to make right now is people who are sort of sitting on the fence about whether to buy a personal defense firearm or not, they're going to be flocking to the gun stores now.
Well, yeah, that's true, you know, and that's a good thing, you know what I mean? Because people need to be able to defend themselves.
I agree.
But also this serves, this serves our country in so many, grand ways, to retrieve some of the liberties possibly, potentially that we've lost, you know, as you see these liberals out there crying and whining and doing the things they do, you know, when every one of these victories takes place, you know, these political figures gotta be thinking, you know, the next vote, you know, this is what true middle America thinks, and they're,
yeah,
and you know that they're seeing through and seeing right by all of this stuff.
That may be why so many Democrats are not running for re-election next year.
Well, that'd be nice, but you know, the thing is, you know, the Democrats have always been a problem, and they're probably going to always be a problem unless we go back to the Kennedy era. But, you know, here's the thing. We need to be able to keep these neocon, wimpy, weak-kneed Republicans in place. We need to let Lindsey Graham know, when you're talking about people that represent the majority, the silent majority, that you don't insult them and put them down and just demand your way and work for whoever your interests are personally. That there's Americans out here that want you to work for them. And, you know, this is just fantastic. And like Tom said, I hope Rittenhouser gets where he's independently wealthy, enough money to take care of himself and run for any office he wants. And, you know, maybe he will be the new breed that America sees. And that these other kids that are about his age, maybe they say, wow, look what they, you know, look what that kid did. Look what he accomplished. You know, I mean, look at this. We got Rittenhouse and we got what, the 8-year-old girl in Florida that threw her mask off on her birthday. You know?
Yeah, and you know, she got the school board to back down on the mask mandate.
And then the whole state dropped it. So, you know, Michael, I love it when we at least got some hope, you know. So I'm very happy about it. I'm very happy for Rittenhouse, because that would have been a tragedy for that young man to have to go through any of this. And I'm proud of those jurors, that judge, and that, you know, everybody saw and was brave and was fearless in terms of going out here and getting this victory done for him so that he could go on and lead a normal life for doing absolutely nothing wrong. And with that, Michael, I'll let you go. You have a great show and have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch to John in California. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Michael. Yeah, it's a great day. And I hope we don't know what's going to happen after that. People start rioting outside of bounds. And are they going to bring in the law enforcement, military, whatever, to back, you know, or they're just going to stand down?
Well, the National Guard is on standby, and they have been drilling in riot control for the last couple of days. But we may see a wave of violence during the entire weekend. You know, so the liberals are going to try and send a message saying, you know, you don't have court decisions that we don't approve of.
Yeah, that's true. Like I said, even though they're available, are they going to just stand by and watch things go? Are they going to, like some people would think, well, go after them, fire on them, I mean, hit them with everything or rubber bullets or anything just to drive them and show them, hey, we're not going to do this. I think some of these people, cities and that, they handpick police and that just stand by and that. They don't say, you know, how many of them really want to go in and help. That's hard to tell. So we just got to see what's happening. But as they say, you know, enough is enough. And sure, you'd like to see, you know, say they had a lot of people. Yeah, we'll go on and help defend these businesses and that. If they knew, you know, they wouldn't have anybody, you know, police and military interfering with them, arresting them and all that stuff. That's the only thing, you know. And they showed them that here, say, thousands of people with arms just stood by and waited. You know, we don't know if that would happen. Sure, wouldn't you like to see that and scare some of these, you know, Antifa, Black Lives Matter people? But anyway, it's a good day. The courts ruled correctly. We'll see what happens. And like I said, it's a good day. That's all I can say. So,
well, it's a good day, and I hope everything is over for Kyle. But we're already seeing on social media people screaming it's time to bring him up on federal charges. You know, they can't charge him with a hate crime because he's white and the people he shot were white. And, you know, we may see this circus be repeated. On the other hand, they may not want to risk another huge embarrassment. Yeah. And if they're smart, they'll just let this thing, you know, fade into history.
Yeah. Well, the last thing I forgot, Mike, yeah, you've got also these rocketeers from FBI, CIA, all that. They infiltrate these groups. So they probably
yes.
know where all people live. You know, you go after them. But, you know, they won't say anything about that. That's how they get away with it. So, like I said, well, happy holidays to you and Claire. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon. JFK said that one man can and should make a difference. And I see this judge, by his statement yesterday, to tell the corporate media to stay the hell out of his court, is one man that actually stood up to the whole situation. And I think that influenced the jury. They know they're going to be protected because I believe the judge, he knows how to do that kind of thing. And they got the confidence maybe from him. It's also a statement that it's time for the spy masters to stay the hell out of American politics and out of American society. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all those groups, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Baked Alaska, Gypsy Crusader, all these creeps are being funded by the same people, okay?
Yes.
And this is a very important
Somebody paid for all those bricks.
And not to mention the five-star hotel accommodations in places like Washington, D.C. and such like, right?
Yes.
When they tore the statue of Robert E. Lee down in... where was it? Charlottesville?
Yes.
This was all orchestrated put pressure on the president and such like, and it was all a facade. And this has been done. You can go back to the National Security Act of 1947, and this is what's been going on in America,
mm-hmm.
at least since 1947, and it's got to stop. And like you say, we got to go back to paper ballots. Paper ballots.
Absolutely.
I'll just give you one last story. When I was in Taiwan more than 10 years ago, I attended the adjudication of the ballots that were cast that year. It was in a church nearby where I was staying, and they had people on both sides and even a third side authenticate the counting, and these were paper ballots. I mean,
yes,
we could all watch them count, and they were counting them over again, tossing them into a drum. It was totally open. So if a country like Taiwan can have paper ballots and openness in the counting, then the United States of America should be able to have it too.
Well, they should be able to, but again, you know, we need to take a guess as to how many of our current political leaders benefit from, mm-hmm. Fraudulent elections, because as long as it's getting them what they want, they're not going to change the system. I mean, look how much resistance Donald Trump ran into when he set up his Election Integrity Commission. I mean, everybody was slamming him on that one.
Right. Well, it's got to start somewhere, and maybe it's going to start today with this judgment in Kenosha. And the right verdict was got, and the American people can watch that. And there's the example right there. That's anyway. And wish you the happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, we seem to be having some communications issues. Can you talk a little bit closer to the microphone?
Oh, dear.
A little bit better. Thank you.
I'm ecstatic on the outcome of that court. I'm involved in a case over here as an expert in a case, and I'm really appreciative of the fact that that's a defense lawyer and the jury demanded a better quality video. And in the case I'm involved with here, what they've done is the prosecution have doctored the video, even clipped out single words, very carefully clipping it so you don't hear a word from the individual, like the word no. One word changes the whole meaning of a message.
Yeah.
And these prosecutors have been very skillful at that, where they'll take a video clip, chop it just very carefully, and a word is missing. And that's all it takes.
Well, that's anyway, that's tampering with the evidence right there, and that
exactly.
Should get them disbarred.
Exactly. But they thought they could get away with it because this individual that I'm defending, or involved with defending, handicapped, poor, just a breath away from being homeless. So they thought they could, outsmart him and his court-appointed lawyer. Well, we didn't go for a court-appointed lawyer, thank goodness. But anyway, when you if you get bored sometimes, look at meadowsfire.com. That's the case. It also goes by carpetfire.com. And you'll see how they manipulate the video. We actually put the video up and explain the manipulation. It'll blow your mind. But they thought they could get away with it because they thought their client or their accused didn't have any resources. And it would be another, badge of honor for the prosecutor. But voila, the spirit got me into the case like it's done before. And we're showing or exposing that tampering with the evidence.
Okay, can you give me those URLs again? Because I went to carpetfire.com and all I'm seeing is a placeholder page. What was the other URL?
Meadowsfire.com, like a meadow, but with an S, M-E-A-D-O-S, O-W-S, fire,
okay.
All one word.
It says, this site can't provide a secure connection, and let me try it one more different way.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't afford an HTTPS. That's an expensive.
Okay, all right, I'm seeing the page, and I will definitely take a look at that.
Also, the other way you can go in is arson or accident. That's another alternate way in. And we've been working on this case for 3.5 years. It took them 4 months to give us any piece of evidence and 6 months to give us the video. Why does it take 6 months to provide a video? That means
shouldn't,
you got to manipulate
it. Take that long. Justice delayed is justice denied. Anyway, Tom, we're going to let you go here, and I will look at that webpage after the radio show. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha.
Aloha.
What's on my mind is the report that you've been giving about the smallpox, and that now that you indicated that the angel death has been unleashed. The U.S. government has bought over 110 million smallpox drugs. Back in 2016, they bought enough hollow point bullets for every man, woman, and child and beyond. I don't think it's about the Benjamins. I think it's about ridding the planet, or at least America, of individuals. And then that means all these illegal aliens from wherever they're coming from, they'll be exposed to this also.
Yes.
If they do it. Our government has cut the gas, cut the coal, cut the food. If this is a game of solitaire or of chess,
yes,
excuse me, of chess, the writing is not about the Benjamins. It's about ridding us or ridding them of us. And they are a terrorist, and I don't know how bad smallpox was. It didn't seem like it was as bad as the Black Plague, where, you know, they had parts of everybody's house.
It's still pretty bad.
You know, trying to take all the bodies away. I don't know if with smallpox, after the body is dead, you have to burn the clothing in the house and everything else.
Yes, you do.
But, oh, my gosh. Well, this needs to be an eye-opener, and I want to know who in our government is purchasing this. Is the CDC buying stock in it? Is our government buying stock?
Okay,
is the FDA?
Andrea, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take another commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Powhana Friday, we're talking with Andrea in Oklahoma about smallpox, and I just spotted a story where the CDC is saying that all of those vials that were found at that Merck facility were tested, and they all contained the virus used to make a smallpox vaccine, but none of them contained the virus that causes smallpox. So we can kind of take a deep breath on that one. But considering that smallpox was supposedly eradicated back in 1980, one has to wonder why they're playing around with it and buying all these pills for it.
Well, it also, because your generation and my generation, we had our smallpox shots. So we do have a little bit of immunity to us, and I've heard that said. But our children and our grandchildren have not had that. So they would, I guess, and back then, I think you had said that these maids that used to go out and, I think it was smallpox, that used to milk the cows and stuff, that they didn't come
down
with it.
That was the cowpox, yeah. And they'd get cowpox. It would leave little marks on their hands and everything. But it was noticed that these milkmaids who had gotten the cowpox were immune from smallpox. And so in the very earliest days of the smallpox outbreak, what they would do is deliberately infect people with cowpox, which is a much milder disease. And that was actually the beginning of vaccines, because vaca, you know, means cow.
Yeah. So it's just odd that our government would spend $110 million in purchasing this. And why would they do that? Did they buy stock in it? How many people did buy stock? And what do we do? You know, it'd be better to be like Iceland and not have a government if they're going to do us like this. It's just crazy.
Well, we definitely need better government. We need less government. We need a government that's actually managing the country well. And I think a big problem that we're all dealing with right now is poor management of the nation and its resources. And, you know, everybody's just sort of in there with a butcher knife cutting off big chunks of the nation to put in their own pocket. And nobody is really thinking about the welfare of the nation as a whole. And that's,
well, there has to be,
that's supposed to be the president's job, by the way.
That care about, you know, what our nation is doing, and that they can put a stop to it and get those senators out there or impeach them or do whatever it takes and tell them to go home, clean out their desk, and not do, you know, be a part of this anymore. We've got to at least pass some kind of bill that if they are doing this behind the scenes and we find out about it, we can get rid of them. But who bought that? I'd like to get rid of them. Who would make that decision to buy 110 million in smallpox? Why would they do that? And they need to go home, because that's worse than any nightmare or a Halloween stunt. I mean, it's deadly.
Yeah,
okay,
it is.
Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you much.
Yeah, the music's playing. We are at the end of the show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Tom D is going to be taking the microphone with guest Kevin Clifford. They're going to be talking about the school and education board's controversies over critical race theory, gender theory, pornographic books in the school libraries, and so forth and so on. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate to RBN using the PayPal link at the RBN webpage, republicbroadcasting.org. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC. 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.